Hello, Dr. Wallace speaking. Just an update on the risks of TTS, or otherwise known as vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. Okay, it's a very rare condition. Now, a lot of patients are concerned about this clotting phenomena if they have a COVID-19 vaccine of the AstraZeneca type. Now, I want to reassure you that this is a very rare clotting problem. We're on the lookout for it, so there's more awareness of it. But the important thing to realise is that you can safely have this AstraZeneca vaccine if you have any of these conditions, because these are not conditions that put you at an increased risk of getting this condition, TTS. Okay, what are these problems? History of blood clots in any typical sites that you've ever had, any increased clotting tendency that is not immune mediated, any family history of blood clots, a history of ischemic heart disease or stroke, current or past thrombocytopenia, that's low platelet count, or anyone receiving anticoagulation tablets or thinning. Now, to repeat, all of those conditions, you might think, if they apply to you, I shouldn't have the AstraZeneca vaccine. But that's not correct. None of those conditions I just listed put you at any higher risk of getting this TTS or this strange clotting, rare clotting phenomena associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. So I think it's good to remember that. So many patients have asked me, look, I've got clotting. I've had clotting. The family have got clotting. And you can be reassured, no problem. You can still have the COVID vaccine if doctor thinks it's appropriate given all your other situations. And particularly over the age of 50, we're more than happy to vaccine those appropriate people. Thanks.